Croatia's Electoral Commission says Social Democrat candidate Ivo Josipovic won the most votes in the first round of Croatia's presidential poll with more than 32% of the vote. His main opponent, the controversial mayor of Zagreb, Milan Bandic, came in second with nearly 15% of the ballots. The men will face each other in a final election round on January 10th, since they failed to gain the minimum of 50% plus one vote to win outright. Josipovic's supporters are already celebrating. They welcome the results as confirmation. Many people support their candidate's anti-corruption drive. They are also pleased he received the most votes of the 12 candidates running to replace popular president Stipe Mesic. Mr. Mesic helped discourage nationalism and encouraged the shift to the West with his country's entry into the North Atlantic Treaty Organization earlier this year. But he failed to achieve Croatian membership in the European Union, partly because of a border dispute with neighboring Slovenia. There are also Western concerns over high-level corruption in the country. Josipovic says he wants to tackle crime in the former Yugoslav Republic.
Zahvaljujem naravno svima onima koji su izašli na izbore, koji su pokazali da Hrvatska...
Josipovic tells supporters Sunday's vote was between justice or injustice. He says he is thankful to those who saw the light, voted for him, because in his words, they want a better and fairer Croatia without lawlessness. Josipovic says he is the best candidate to fight Croatia's notorious crime and corruption and to make the Balkan nation a better place to live. But even his supporters say the 52-year-old Josipovic lacks political charisma. Mayor Bandic is a controversial figure, with media reports that he fled police after being caught driving drunk and allegations he fixes bids for city work projects linked to his friends, while overpaying his aides. But Bandic, who denies the charges, draws enthusiastic crowds.
Hrvatska prije svega treba odlučnog i sposobnog predsjednika.
Mayor Bandic says Croatia needs an independent candidate like himself, who, he says, knows the life of ordinary people. He suggests his opponent may just serve the interests of the Social Democrats, who he claims try to have a remote control over the presidency. Bandic claims his experience as Zagreb mayor in the past 10 years show that he knows what it takes to be president. Both Bandic and Josipovic want their country to join the European Union by 2012. Outgoing President Mesic says he is disappointed nearly 60% of the country's voters stayed home Sunday.
Nije bilo ni ozbiljnih prijedloga na koji način Hrvatska može.
He says the low turnout was expected, as in his words, the campaign was boring. While they agree on EU membership, he says none of the candidates came up with a clear and passionate vision for Croatia's economic recovery. Analysts say the Balkan country is struggling with its worst economic slump since independence in 1991, as consumption, investments and exports have tumbled. Stefan Bos. For VOA News, Budapest.